was not charged with. I know it wasn't rape.
Yeah, there was a statutory
child molest, maybe. I'm not sure.
It was something else, but I don't believe it was rape. And when we get all the information, somebody will tell me in my ear. All I'm trying to get you to understand is when we're talking about what someone did and what they were charged with, we have to say what it actually was,
okay,
not
so
what we think it was.
What he said he did. He gave her Quaaludes. He gave her champagne. Mm-hmm. She was drugged. She was 13 years old.
They were
he asked her, here's a transcript.
But
that's what I'm saying. You're 13 years old. She was still a child.
Initially, he was charged with rape. Go ahead. And then he pled guilty to having sex with a minor. Okay? And he went to jail. And when they let him out.
45 days.
And when they let him out, he said, you know what? This guy's going to give me 100 years in jail. I'm not staying. And that's why he left. So that's why I wanted to be really clear, because I wanted to know exactly what we were talking about.
And I'm going, does that make it okay to you know, instead of staying and fighting, to say, you know, he's going to give me 100 years. I'm out of here.
I don't know if it's okay. But what we were talking about was what he did. And that's what I wanted to clear up. That's all I wanted to clear up. Because I don't like it when we're passionate about something and we don't have all the facts.
Okay, so he was charged with statutory rape. So should he be prosecuted now? I believe yes, because the crime has not changed. I know she wants to move on, but there's still, what does it say about crimes that are still being committed against children?